Eating
Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. This is Sandra. I have a question in regards to the POS leasing you guys have.
Okay.
I'm trying to propose like a number, like how much it would be, like a month in a month period.
Well, that depends. So where did you find my contact information? Where are you looking? Are you looking at a vendor's POS website right now?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of that vendor?
Oh, no. I'm at Bank of Cardiff. He actually gave me a number because he got referred by someone. Because we have, he has a restaurant out here in Koreatown in Los Angeles and one in Nevada. And he was trying to get maybe a $10,000 loan for the POS system. And then he just wants to know how much it would be, in a monthly basis. I don't know too much about the leasing program, but yeah, so I'm just calling in just to see how much it would be.
Okay, so you're calling on behalf of a restaurant owner? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm calling for a boss, actually.
Okay. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it really depends on, who he's buying it from. If he's just essentially, we're a commercial bank. So if he's just looking for a $10,000 loan from us, I can get you numbers.
Right. And you guys really are out in San Diego?
Our headquarters are in San Diego, yes. My office is actually in Orange County.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. Because we're out here in Torrance. And then he just wants to know, because he has a restaurant called EMC. It's a seafood restaurant in Koreatown. And he's just going to open one up in Nevada, in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And he just wants to see, how much it would be. I know that, you guys have, terms, right? Like, a yearly term or two-year term or three-year term.
Exactly. Not typically once a year, but, we can do two-year terms, three-year terms.
Okay. Well,
what I would like to do, the best thing to do, really, so that he has some very accurate information to look at would be for me to email you our application or our form. Because what that will allow me to do, because there's going to be a lot of other stuff he's going to need. We're a commercial bank, so we don't only finance POS, systems, but we can help him out with his coolers, his walk-in refrigeration if he's doing that, all of the furniture in his restaurant, the POS, computers, you name it, all of the kitchen equipment. He's going to have to buy all of that. And the best thing for him to do would be, if he is going to finance it as opposed to paying cash, which most people nowadays don't pay cash, would be to kind of do it all together.
I think he already has everything settled. He just needs, a lot of POS systems. That's the thing.
Okay.
It's not like a new business that he's opening up. It's already established, and then he just wants to, have, I guess, a lump sum of, a bill so he could just pay it once, not, to everyone. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what I meant. Typically, if there was other stuff that he needed, he might have two or three people he's buying from.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is we receive invoices from those parties, and we create one loan for him. So he would make one loan payment that would cover the POS system, furniture, kitchen equipment, all of those things.
Got it. Okay, so
that's why I'm saying it's typically, typically the simplest way. And because they're wrapped in, together, it's the cheapest way.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know too much about this leasing option. I'm pretty sure he does, but he just wants me to call you guys to see how much it would be for 2 year, 3 year, for a $10,000 loan, what the monthly bill or the percentage, we call it APR or something, So do you think you could give me a if you could send me an application and then just give me a price quote, how much it would be for a $10,000 loan for a 2-3 year period? of like a monthly bill and an APR, like an estimate, like if he has a good credit score of like 760. He told me his credit score was like above 750, so, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, definitely. Then do you think you can email me at sandy615@gmail.com?
I'm sorry, Sandy?
615.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
And that's S-A-N-D-Y?
S-A-N-D-Y, 615@gmail.com. Yeah. He wants me to propose him like some kind of monthly and like a percentage rate for like 2-3 years of a $10,000 or something like that. So I'm like, he's coming in around like 2:30 today, so I just need to get some kind of information for him.
Sounds good. I'll shoot it over.
Okay, thank you. What was your name again?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin. Okay, perfect. Okay,
let me give you my direct line, just in case the email doesn't go through. I'll have it in the email, but just in case it's not in there, it's
858-519-5050. Okay, perfect. Alrighty. Then I'll be waiting for an email, and then I'll pass that over to him.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much for your help, Kevin.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.